This is Our Given Purpose, the podcast, season 3. Streaming on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Public TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. As you gather your Bibles, beverages, notebooks, and settle in to listen to this episode, I hope you are gaining new insight into your subconscious and allowing God to open the ears of your heart. Please share this episode with your friends and let us know how we are doing by leaving a review. We cannot do this without your prayers and support. You are appreciated, and we are thankful God brought you here. Welcome. Today's episode is slightly different. We are about to dive into the physical consequences of our anger. This emotion often goes undiagnosed. We think the problem is something much bigger. We take pills for it, seek treatment, and at the end of it, we do not feel 100% better. We become fine. You know, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Now, please do not take this as a definitive analysis of what ails you. I believe regular checkups and annual appointments are necessary to make sure we are A-okay. This is self-examination, the point where we submit to our inner self and ask tough questions while seeking God for His answer as He reveals the wounds that are open, infectious, and making us sick. 3 years ago, I was in the hospital suffering from severe abdominal pain. It hurt to walk without the urge to lie down in the fetal position. I tried to muscle through it, but I ended up in the hospital during an actual winter season here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It snowed, it sleeted, and traveling was tricky at best. I received numerous tests, most of which were inconclusive. However, as the pain moved from my abdomen into my chest, something miraculous happened. On day 2 of lying in the hospital bed, I had the extreme pleasure of seeing my heart working via an angiogram. It was such an incredible thing to see, and it was mine. I didn't want to freak out the technician who was performing it, but I felt this overwhelming urge to speak directly to my heart and apologize. That marked the beginning of healing for me. After I received a diagnosis for my illness, I still believe repressed anger landed me in the ER. But as I repented and allowed to forgive myself, I pledged to forgive others quickly, and my heart has felt lighter ever since. This year, Our Given Purpose, the ministry, is intensifying the efforts to help you walk in your purpose. By taking control of anger, arrogance, pride, and fear, the 4 prevailing emotions that keep us chained to chaos. We are in week 5 of anger, of placing it at the forefront of our minds and asking it questions. Our anger, in large part, is on trial. And by the end of this session, all the uncertainty, doubt, and trauma will prayerfully be neatly packaged in a way to make a decision, a choice of how we will deal with and recover from the person we call anger. Now, let's get into Anger Makes Me Sick, Episode 8. I am Tori, and this is Our Given Purpose, the podcast. For this episode, we will use Psalm 38 as our focal scripture and frame our time here with James chapter 1, verse 21, also close at hand. Psalm 38 was written by, written for, or written to King David and would have had music accompany it. The person in this psalm is suffering from sickness, social alienation, and guilt. Psalm 38 is known as a penitential psalm, which means to express remorse. Penitence is to express sorrow for sins or faults. Forgiveness requires repentance. Why was the psalmist expressing such anguish and grief? Well, in 2 Samuel chapters 11 through 24, we read of King David's struggles. The purpose he abandons to satisfy a temporary fleshly desire led to trouble and distress with both his family and the nation. David's attempt to cover up his sin was multiplied by the painful consequences. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to Psalm 38. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Psalm 38, verses 3 through 16. Because of your anger, my whole body is sick. My health is broken because of my sins. My guilt overwhelms me. It is a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and stink because of my foolish sins. I am bent over and racked with pain. All day long I walk around filled with grief. A raging fire burns within me, and my health is broken. I am exhausted and completely crushed. My groans come from an anguished heart. You know what I long for, Lord. You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly, my strength fails, and I am going blind. My loved ones and friends stay away, fearing my disease. Even my own family stands at a distance. Meanwhile, my enemies lay traps to kill me. Those who wish me harm make plans to ruin me. All day long they plan their treachery. But I am deaf to all their threats. I am silent before them as one who cannot speak. I choose to hear nothing, and I make no reply. For I am waiting for you, O Lord. You must answer for me, O Lord, my God. I prayed, don't let my enemies gloat over me or rejoice at my downfall. Psalm 38, verses 3 through 16, New Living Translation. Let us pray. Father, we know we will have troubles even while you are with us. We have been warned through your holy word. It is our sin nature that causes us to do wrong. It is the sin living in us that does it. Make our hearts strong, blameless, and holy as we stand before you, Abba Father. May the words I speak be of your will and be a lasting impression on those to encourage an intimate relationship with you. In your name I pray, amen. Anger makes me sick. I have had horrible experiences in battles of flesh and spirit. I have not fled from home to get away from my children, nor have I had to worry about family members trying to dethrone me by campaigning against my purpose. But I have had horrible experiences in my life and other stressful situations. These problems had a root. The tension between King David and his family must have been excruciating. I am not sure I could imagine what it would feel like. However, Psalm 38 gives you and I a glimpse into King David's pain, anguish, and suffering. It has been widely reported that anger, sadness, unforgiveness causes various physical health problems. Anger triggers the body to respond spontaneously. Ever heard of the fight or flight response? Defense or offense? Yeah. Defensive and resisting the psychological attack, or offensive, the act of attacking the individual who dares to stand in your way. I could give endless examples of what that looks like, but for the purpose of this episode, let's focus on the emotional toll anger places on our bodies. Psalm 38, 9 and 10 says, "You know what I longed for, Lord. You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly. My strength fails, and I am going blind." King David is suffering emotionally. Anger may not be the first thing to come to mind, but I would be livid. I would be so angry, disgusted, and downright indignant if I had to leave because one of my children, whom I loved, turned against me and wanted to take over my throne. I believe it is safe to say that while King David was fearful of God's wrath, he was also agitated himself. It is possible to be both, to have a deep reverence for God's mighty power and feel anger in our flesh. Remember, a significant difference stands between knowing and doing. King David knew of his errors, and he did not act out of anger. I will say there are some benefits to anger, or passion, as I will refer to it. It prepares us for physical exertion. The heart rate rises, respiration increases, body temperature rises, and the added benefit is our mind is sharpened. We are focused on effectively producing an outcome that is glorifying to God. Being passionately excited about where God has placed us and the dreams becoming reality is such an amazingly blessed feeling. And that's what we are working towards. That is the goal of going through this year. We want to turn the corner on what keeps us trapped and throw open the door to our hearts and let Christ all the way in. Let's get to work defining, refining, and repenting and forgiving. Let's go to the border of our anger disorders and tell it to kick rocks. We have God before us, and our assignment is in hand. Hey, Purposeful Family, if you are new here, welcome. I invite you to subscribe to OurGivenPurpose.com to connect and also receive free resources emailed directly to your inbox. If you are enjoying this podcast, please consider leaving a review or rate us on Apple Podcast. This helps Our Given Purpose become a suggested addition for others. We love supporting you through reviews, mentions, and collaborations. If you have something coming up and want us to give you a shout out, please contact me, Tori, at OurGivenPurpose.com, or join our Facebook group page. I want to say hey and congratulate my sister in Christ, Clarice Hicks, CEO of Psalms in Service LLC, for all the incredible events and ministries she is working on. Clarice has gracefully managed several entrepreneurial ventures and has a heart for social change. Please visit www.psalmsinservice.com to connect. For your convenience, her links will be listed in the show notes as well as on OurGivenPurpose.com. Now, back to Anger Makes Me Sick on Our Given Purpose, the podcast. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we can own our feelings, mistakes, failures, simply by acknowledging them. I am emotionally unstable and I need help. I have had a long-term pattern of unstable relationships. I have a distorted sense of self and strong emotional reactions. I have tried to harm myself and others because I struggled with feeling empty, abandoned, and was easily triggered by regular events. Through substance abuse, depression, and eating disorders, I tried to deal with my instability. We begin to recognize God's transformative healing within us when we can see beyond the present moment. In the past, I didn't seek God. I used very temporary self-soothers that only masked the deeper embedded issue. What was the problem? I was running from my assignment. I didn't want to take responsibility for the mission I was called to. So the cycle continued and dangerous behavior ensued. I was a functioning, dysfunctional woman, wife, and mother. That is my past, but it is not the present walk of transparent accountability. That is what transformation is. God can work a transformative wonder in your life as He did mine. When I submitted myself to Him, that was my entrance into the holy emergency room to receive the treatment necessary to begin healing. So how do you know if anger is adversely affecting you? If you have ever had a cold or flu, you have likely experienced a fever. A fever is an abnormally high body temperature, usually accompanied by shivering, headache, and in severe instances, delirium. Psalm 38 verses 6 through 8 exclaims, "I am bent over and racked with pain. All day long I walk around filled with grief. A raging fire burns within me and my heart is broken. I am exhausted and completely crushed. My groans come from an anguished heart." The psalmist describes the physical aspects of his suffering and attributes this suffering to his own foolishness. The mind is a battlefield. Fever is our body's natural way of fighting internally. Having an elevated body temperature cuts us off from society. We should not be around others, so we do not risk infecting them. So alienation was widespread in the Old Testament, much like today. Those who are not plugged into a circle or community. Now, I think of these as voluntary and involuntary. We voluntarily quarantine ourselves from the general public as kindness, and we can be involuntarily removed as we are seen as a threat or an enemy. Know who you are and what you should do. Our focus scripture tells us our anger will not produce the righteousness of God. We are not God, but His servants, His children. He is our master, our Lord. He is our King. We must present ourselves at our best mental and physical state so we can be useful to Him. The trials of life, the illnesses we endure, can be thought of as defining moments. The expectation of our Lord and Savior is that we will treat our temples with the best care here in the natural, so He can work through us supernaturally. We have a responsibility to be healthy. The annual exams, which include dental, vision, heart, mental health, we will not grieve our bodies by asking them to continue to perform at an optimal level without proper nutrition. And we should not expect our minds to operate at an optimal level if we have not fed it spiritually. Those rated X, soft porn shows, curse word infused music with a pervasive ideology, we ask our minds to digest for now when we think no one is watching, and it is injecting our thoughts with infections. We invite lust into the forefront. Our behavior changes around the opposite sex. We have to fight urges if in the presence of a scantily clad man or woman. The battle we struggle with in our mind to be presentable, act morally, keep focused becomes exhausting. And we are easily fatigued by trying to do what is right in public. The level of intimacy and knowledge we know of strangers sickens and distorts the vision we have of our mates by superimposing things that were true of someone else. We know what the problem is. The fever for this illness has our body wanting to shut down and move away from the practice, but the lust tells us we can deal with it. The infection of perversion is repulsive and obsessive. We need help, but the anger or passion for it tells us otherwise, so the cycle of fever continues. Break the fever. Let the holy word of God wash over you and remove yourself from the places that carry the infection that sickens you. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16 asks or reminds us that we may have forgotten. Paul writes, Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And let's look back at our session focus scripture, James 1:21. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. What is the wickedness in your life? What are the infectious carriers that cause your body to react abnormally to what we know of Christ? How long will you let this fever be present and continue to kill off the morally right, pure, that which is holy within us? Let the temperature run its course towards healing. There is a specific treatment for what ails us if we acknowledge that it is a problem and that God is the solution. I would like to leave you with a few points to ponder as you journal and reflect this week. Number one, what illness is caused by my anger? Think about the aches and pains that never seem to go away. Please seek physician treatment as well as prayer. God is our great physician, and we are required to do our part. And number two, who have I not forgiven because of my anger? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this time and opportunity to gather your sons and daughters across multiple platforms. I thank you. We know that you, Lord, cause everything to work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Nothing can separate us from your love. You have given us a right standing with you, Abba Father. We magnify your name. All glory and honor belongs to you. Amen. You've just listened to Anger Makes Me Sick, the podcast, Season 3, Episode 8. This year, our given purpose is focused on dealing with the root of our anger, arrogance, pride, and fear. As individuals, this looks different, but collectively, we can support one another through the process. I pray you will remain with us and share this episode with your friends via email or social media. Join our Facebook group and connect with us on Instagram. A devotional will be available on Friday with this week's lessons, thoughts, and encouragement. Please make sure you are subscribed to OurGivenPurpose.com, which is completely free. Let's grow in God together. Share your platform and thoughts anywhere there's a comment section. If you want to chat or ask a question privately, please contact me, Tori, at OurGivenPurpose.com. The seeds are in hand. God has provided us with the land to plant, grow, and produce good fruit this year and beyond. What's on the other side of your obedience? Is it time to pull out the weeds that have been strangling your harvest? Grab your journals, favorite notebooks, and prepare a space to talk with God. This is the beginning of a process. This is the time to prepare. Don't forget to check the show notes. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose.